Reese Witherspoon movies tend to be romantic comedies or Oscar fare, but it's a different formula this weekend, the buddy comedy. Hot Pursuit also stars Sofia Vergara as a federal witness. Protecting her is Witherspoon's Officer Cooper. Reviewer Alinda Wheat says, "We're the ones that need protection."
Officer Cooper practically grew up in the back of her daddy's police cruiser. Despite that pedigree, Cooper, and everyone else, is surprised when she's chosen for a plum assignment guarding Daniela Riva, the wife of a high-profile criminal. Even Riva herself is shocked.
"Ay, please, look at you. You're teeny tiny. You're like a little dog that I can put in my purse."
This is how the relationship goes. Insults fly out of their mouths as bullets whiz by their heads. As the ladies race to a Dallas courtroom, drug dealers and dirty cops stay on their tail, trying to silence them both. Their ridiculous bickering is exhausting, even for them.
"You don't have to like me, but I'm the best chance you have at surviving."
And she's right about that. You don't have to like her, or her movie for that matter. Witherspoon, who also produced Hot Pursuit, along with prestige pictures like Gone Girl and Wild, has the right idea. She's going after an audience hungry for more female-driven comedies, like The Heat and Bridesmaids. But this road trip slash buddy cop slash odd couple movie is tired and cliche.
"Well, let me tell you something. She's my tiny little weird robot. And I love her."
"What are you doing? Wait, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm trying to show him that I love him.
What are you doing?
Distracting him so he won't call the cops."
Sure, the ladies seem game for anything.
"Pull my hair, I like that.
They flirt with locals, commandeer a bus, and duck police checkpoints by hiding under the carcass of a deer. But even they can't overcome lazy material. Vergara doesn't even get the chance to stray that far from the persona she's created on the TV show Modern Family. You know, the sexy, pamper, trophy wife who is admittedly far savvier than she looks. But Witherspoon's character gets the worst of it, as her deep southern accent comes and goes right along with her good sense. Take the scene in which Cooper can't quite figure out how to describe a suspect's tattoo.
"It seems to be a Buddha sitting on a wave, or a bottle of barbecue sauce guarded by two snakes, or a snowman melting in the rain, possibly a peanut in a puddle."
"It's a longhorn. They consider it making the state animal, but they went for the armadillo instead."
So let's get this straight. She's a Texan who doesn't know what a longhorn looks like? I don't buy that for a second. Not from a filmmaker who knows what an Oscar looks like.
Alinda Wheat reviews films for People magazine.